To start off today, we're going to start and talk about some wonderful things that God has for us, and we're going to be in the book of 1 John and 2 Peter. But we're going to start off in 1 John 2, verses 1 through 6. 1 John 2, verses 1 through 6 to start off with, and we'll see what John has to say to us. He said, "My dear children," and this is the NLT, "My dear children, I am writing this to you so that you will not sin." Now then, the goal that, I don't know how I missed this particular part of being a Christian so many years. I guess nobody pointed this out to me, so I was kind of dense. But I am now realizing that once I become a Christian, I am not supposed to sin. You know, I'm not supposed to be that normal guy out on the job site, Keith, that's cussing and raising Cain with all the rest of them, am I? I'm supposed to be unique and different out there. So John tells us here, he says, "My dear children, I am writing this to you so that you will not sin." Not a little bit, not a little joking. In fact, whenever you read over to Ephesians, you'll find that the Lord says, "Do not let any joking, no coarse jesting or joking, let that not be found among my children, not one time." Isn't that something? So see, we don't read His Word very good, do we?
No, sir.
No, we're always going around jesting, joking about something, you know, or whatever, making fun of somebody. It says, "But if you do sin," now see, unfortunately, we're not supposed to, but He said, "But if you do sin, there is someone to plead for you before the Father." Now, why in the world would you want to have Jesus to go in and plead before the Father? "Father, please don't kill Keith today. Please don't make him sick." Or he might say Thurman there, right? He could say Thurman there. Or Ernest, you know. You might as well get on a little list too, Ernest, like me and Keith. But we do not want to have the Son of God have to go in before the Father to plead for us, do we? I mean, wouldn't it just be a whole lot better for us just to be holy and walk with no sin? And then He doesn't have to go into the Father and plead. But it says, "In case we do sin, there is someone to plead for you before the Father. He is Jesus Christ, the one who pleases God completely." Now, if He didn't please God completely, it wouldn't do no good for Him to go in and plead for you. You know, so I don't want Him to have to go in and plead for me very much. He probably goes in far too often, anyway, the way it is. But, you know, I do want to try my best to please the King. He is the sacrifice for our sins. He takes away not only our sins, but the sins of all the whole world. Now, most of the world has never come to the realization that Jesus belongs to the whole world. It's a free gift. He died for every human being on this earth. It makes no difference who you are. It makes no difference what nationality you are, what color you are, what creed you are. Nothing makes no difference. Anybody on this earth can come to Jesus, can come to the Father in the name of Jesus at any time and say, "Lord, I want to be saved. I believe what you did was for me." And will He turn anybody down?
No,
not anybody. Now, that's grace. That's grace. But that, He's that kind of God. Okay, verses 3 and 4. "And how can we be sure that we belong to Him?" Now, this is a question I've asked the Lord before, but the answer is in this book. How can we be sure that we belong to Him? By obeying His commands. Amen. Isn't that simple? If someone says, "I belong to God," but doesn't obey God's commands, that person is a liar. And he does not live in the truth. Now, what do you do if you say, "Well, I went to church and I walked down the aisle and I got saved and I got baptized, but I don't have to go to church next Sunday. You know, I can run around on my wife during the week. You know, she won't ever know. You know, I can lie to my brothers." You know, I mean, it don't make no difference. You know, I'm saved by grace. I'm okay. I'm still going to lie and steal and cheat and do all those cuss and do everything with all the guys because I don't want them to shun me. I want to be one of the boys or one of the girls. What does God say about you? You don't know Him. He said, "You don't know me." He said, "You're a liar." He said, "When you come to know me as Lord and Savior, you're supposed to obey my commands." If He said, "Don't grumble and complain," what are we supposed to do? Not grumble and complain. If the King said, "We're not to have any joking or jesting," no lying, no stealing, no cheating, no committing adultery. If we're really His children, we won't do those things no more. When we read these things, we will stop doing this nonsense. But if someone says, I belong to God, where do you go to church? Well, I don't go. Me and God got a deal. How many times have I heard that in my life? Too many times. I'm okay. You know, one of these days I know, when I get old, maybe I'll, stop doing one. But right now I like to play with the boys, I like to go out on Sunday afternoon, drink with them, and watch football games and all that stuff. God understands. Yeah, He understands, okay. He understands that you don't know Him.
Amen.
He says right here in the book, you're a liar.
Amen.
Now, isn't that awesome that God would call you a liar?
Amen.
Verse 5 and 6. But those who obey God's word really do love Him.
Yes.
Now, if you obey Him, you talk to people about Jesus.
Amen.
I mean, you're an example of Jesus. He says, that is the way to know whether or not we live in Him.
Yes.
Now, if we live in Him, when that guy cuts you off on the freeway, I remember this lady, her and her husband. I mean, I led this guy to Jesus. I mean, he was a contractor. Yeah, I mean, I dealt with a lot of contractors in my life, Keith. That's where my life and yours revolves around. This guy was going to do some paint work for me, and he come in one day, and I'm talking to him about Jesus after he was going to do the painting. I said, do you know Jesus? Well, no. My wife goes to church, Thurman. I said, well, no, that's not good enough. You need to go to church. Well, yeah, but, she goes. So, in fact, I think she even tithes some, But he said, she gives some of my money. He said, she asks once in a while if she can, and I tell her okay. But you don't go to church? No, I don't go to church. But I know I'm okay. I said, you ever seen God do a miracle? A what? I said, that's what I thought. When you don't serve Him, you never see Him do a miracle. He said, Thurman, that's nonsense. God don't do miracles anymore. I said, oh, yes, He does. He does miracles, healings, all kinds of stuff. So I took him to dinner that day and talked to him about Jesus, prayed over my food, done all the stuff that a normal Christian should do. And he felt very uncomfortable. But anyway, after the day was over, he come done the paint job for me the next day. And then a few weeks later, I called him and said, can you come do another paint job for me on another building? He said, sure, no problem. He come out and looked at it, give me a price and all that stuff. And I said, I'll see you Monday morning. I called him, or Tuesday morning. I called him Monday night. I said, well, you going to be here in the morning? He said, Thurman, I can't make it. I'm sorry, I just can't be there. I said, what happened? He said, I stepped off of a platform today too high, and I twisted my knee. And he said, my knee is twice its size. I had to come home. I couldn't hardly walk. My wife had to cut my britches leg off with a pair of scissors. And he said, I can't do nothing. I can't even go to the doctor. I said, well, can I pray for you? He said, I was hoping you'd ask. Now, isn't that amazing? A man that don't even believe in going to church. But he's dealing with a man that does believe in going to church. A man that knows his God. So I prayed and I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, this man does not know you, but he needs to know you. I said, Lord, I know you. And I know you made me some awesome promises. Now, Lord, I said, I ask you to do a supernatural miracle on this man, and his name was Larry. I said, I ask you to heal Larry's knee so he can come to work in the morning and paint his building for me in Jesus' name. I said, Lord, thank you. It's done. I said, okay, Larry, I'll see you in the morning at 7 o'clock. I hung up the phone. You hear any faith in those statements? The next morning at 7 o'clock, I'm in my office, and I see a figure walk up to the glass, and it's Larry. And he knocks on the door, and I said, come on in. He opened the door and come in, and he said, I ain't never seen nothing like this in my life. I said, how's your knee? He said, it's perfect. I said, what happened? He said, last night I was sitting there when you called. I was in pain. My leg was swelled up. My wife had already cut my britches leg off with a pair of scissors because he couldn't no way I get them britches off. And he said, I was hurting. Said, the minute you prayed, when you hung up that telephone, something just tingled. And I watched my knee go from twice its size to totally normal in less than just 2 or 3 minutes.
Right.
And he said, my knee hadn't bothered me at all. He said, I slept perfect last night. I said, now then you know why I serve Jesus, don't you? He said, would you tell me more about this Jesus? Now he's ready to listen. So I led this guy to Jesus. And then years later, when I saw him, I never met his wife. Talked with her over the phone many times after that. But one day I saw her at a place they were at together. And this woman I've never seen before runs up right here in her husband's presence when she said, there's Thurman. She didn't shake my hand. She grabbed me, kissed me on the cheek. And she said, I want to thank God for you.
Amen.
I said, wow, what did I do? She said, used to, when my husband and I would be out driving and somebody cut him off, he said he'd drive 100 miles an hour, have to run him down. She said, my life, well, I just thought, oh, God, please do something. He's going to kill us. She said, I lived in fear all the time. She said, after you led him to Jesus and after you begin to talk to him about the Lord, said when somebody cut us off, he'd just wave at him and say, Lord, bless that man in the name of Jesus. She said, you made my life so wonderful after you led my husband to Jesus. Now, see, that's where every man and woman should be living. We should know our God to the point that he shows up for us and does things so that people will know that King we serve is real. He's not some figment of our imagination. He's a mighty God, is he not? He's the King of kings and Lord of lords. And I've seen him do so many wonderful things, and I love it every time he does something like that for me. Don't you?
Amen.
When the king answers one of your prayers for somebody, they have no excuse now. But that changed Larry's life forever. I mean, forever. And, of course, his wife, you know. I mean, here's this woman. She loved me and didn't even know who I was, you know, because what I did changed her husband. And every woman that has a husband like that, once he gets saved, she'll love whoever led him to Jesus.
Amen.
I'll say that. So praise the King.
Amen.
Those who say they live in God should live their lives as Christ did. Is this the way we're supposed to live, ladies and gentlemen?
Yes.
We're supposed to be exactly like Jesus, aren't we? We're supposed to know his word. We're supposed to be telling people about this King. We're supposed to be praying over them and seeing our King do great and mighty things. If he's not doing this for you, there's something wrong in your life.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.